as you get about a mile away, the old man starts to wake up.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Is that...
Venice can't decide exactly how many fingers to hold up.
It's 4, 3. Oh, Barry, where are we? Where am I? Oh, don't worry. We're just a little bit outside of Mishwe. Oh, well, I was having the most interesting dream.
Oh, could you describe that dream to us?
Well, I was sitting around with all sorts of the local townspeople, and we were all just sipping tea together and going on hikes. I felt so young, like I had a new body and could do all the things I used to do.
Hmm. Sadie and Fennis, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, I believe so.
That perhaps this mobbled dream was better than reality?
No, but, well, yes, but what I was thinking, well, I do agree with what you said, yes, does sound a lot better than reality. That's a good point. But what I was thinking was that perhaps everyone else as dreaming is having the same dreaming, sharing it together. Let's test this with another one of the townsfolk.
Yes, we shall return the elderly to the town with the message in the dream. Let us know which of you wants to wake up, and then we'll take you back out of the town and get a head count.
Yes. Sounds good. I'm, where's Ren going? I'm going wherever Ren is going.
Ren stayed a little bit of ways just in case something bad happened, but he's still hanging around, hands in his pockets, just definitely trying to look anywhere but at you, Fennis.
You know, Ren, if you need something.
Fennis is waving happily.
Hi! I'm so upset that doesn't translate into a podcast audio format, because that was just too good.
Adorable.
You know, my good friend Ren, I see you're trying to distract yourself. He looks over and sees his friend, and I understand. Please, I don't mean to be rude, but you might find something that would inspire you. And he tries to get to the pamphlet again. I assure you, it's a good read. I insist.
He glowers at you, Bartholomew, hands still deep in pockets, and he says, "No."
Understood. I see.
I walk up to Bartholomew real quick and just go, "Don't worry about him. He always comes around. He comes off a bit sour, but he's got the purest heart in the world once you get down to it. Isn't that right?" Listen to that purr, just like a kitten he is.